Welcome to the Scholarship Athlete Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Molden, and this is a place where high school athletes, they go and you get tips. You get tips on how to set yourself up to get a scholarship, an athletic scholarship. This is the place that you go, okay? So just want to make sure I put that out there. When you want information, when you want tips on becoming a better athlete, putting yourself out there so you can get recruited, the different steps you need to take, this is the place that you come to. Okay, so this is going to be a short one today, but I understand because we have children who have gone through this process of trying to obtain an athletic scholarship. And there are certain things that you need to get ahead of. One of the things that I know what happens in the springtime, especially for, well, maybe it is just for football athletes, is something that's called a junior day. Okay. And so this is an opportunity. Like, number one, you don't just go there, you get an invite. Okay. You get an invite. So it's not an official visit, but they open up their campus. They invite you there for the whole day and you meet with the coaches. You get to see the trainers. You get to see the strength and conditioning. You get to see uniforms. You do all this type of stuff, right? You don't wear, right? So they don't do the dress up and take pictures and smoke and mirrors and all that type of stuff. They don't do that anymore. But this is something that you can be able to go there on a junior day, unofficial visit, and you get to spend time with the coaches. You get to learn about their philosophy. What they do for training, how do they prep individuals? What is the day in a life of a football player? What does that look like? Okay, so this is a lot of information that you get to gain. And we've done it a couple of times. Our son, who's a freshman, was invited to go to the University of Oregon's junior day, even though he's just a freshman. So you don't have to be a junior to go to these different things. You can be a sophomore, a freshman, depending on your ability and potential. Okay. But typically they ask you, you don't go ask a coach if you can come for a junior day. So just a couple of things that you want to be on the lookout for when you do go on to a campus. Okay. Because, like I said, we've done this a couple of times, and there's different markers that can help you make your decision, right? If you have multiple offers and you're going through this whole decision process, you need to be able to recognize and take notes on, like, oh, man, that's something to take note of, right? So the first thing is how they treat you, right, as compared to how they treat other recruits. You can get some information here, okay? And I'm talking about right from the check-in. You can be able to just take notes on how you're being treated. Are you being treated like you're the number one guy? Are you, or are you just being treated like another guy? Okay? Or if they're treating everybody like a number one guy, that's cool, but take in that information, okay? How you're being treated compared to how they're treating others. Okay. Once you get into the meeting room and they start to kind of break down the day in the life or the different opportunities they have for their student athletes in the off season, in terms of like personal development or internships, where the athletes, where they're, especially the freshmen, where their dorms are, what does that look like? You want to take in all this information, okay? And how does it differ when you're a freshman, right, to your second year? Are there different things that you need to do, right? Or is there a certain GPA that you need to obtain so you don't have to go to study hall? You need to be able to take notes, okay? How is the training table, You know, how do you go about getting your food during the season and in the off season? How does that work? Take in all this information. Okay. When you go into, like, what is the day of, like, workouts in the off season? What does that look like? What time of the day? When are you supposed to go? Right. And then compare it to the season. In the season, when can you take classes? Okay. Take information or ask questions about what are some of the, you know, the majors based on when those classes are. What are some of the majors that is not a good fit if you're on a football team as compared to being a regular student? Okay, you need to be taking this information in. They're going to measure you. Okay, they're going to measure you. They're going to get your height, your weight, your wingspan. You're not going to be doing any 40s or any shuttle runs or none of that type of stuff. You're not going to be competing, but they're going to be, you know, getting some measurements on you. Okay, to see if you meet the certain height or weight of the position that they're looking to bring you in on. Don't be surprised. Okay. And the next thing, when you get in there and you start breaking down film, okay, we was with the coach, and we was in there for about an hour. We could have been in there for 2-3 hours. These coaches, they go. They love breaking down their film, whether they're in spring practice or game tape. They love to talk X's and O's. Are you able to keep up with them? Ask questions when they're running something that you don't understand or concepts that you never heard of. It's okay to ask questions. Good coaches, they love questions. Okay. Another thing is, how are their facilities? Is this some place you can see yourself, not just about, you know, playing football in the stadium? Yeah, it's great to have a cool stadium. But looking in the locker room and the facilities and the weight room and all this, this is where you're going to be spending the majority of your day. The majority of your time is going to be spent within the locker room or the players area, the weight room. It doesn't need to be, you know, like the best of the best. It don't have to be the Alabamas of the world. But you're going to be spending a gang of time in this area. Take notes. Not saying it's good or it's bad, but take notes. Do you see yourself being there, you know, 20 hours a week for 4 years, 3 to 4 years, or 5 years if you redshirt? Okay. So just take information in and ask questions when you go on these trips. Okay. Because it's not just your taking notes on these trips and seeing this is going to be the right fit. It's also, they're doing the exact same thing. These coaches, they're doing the exact same thing. See how you act. See the excitement that you have on your face if you're asking questions or whatnot. Like, all this stuff makes you recruitable, because there's a lot of money that goes into recruiting athletes. And they don't want to waste money if you're there and it looks like you're, from your body language, that you don't want to be there or you're too cool for school. Okay. Treat this as a business trip. You know, you got to get in a suit and tie. I'm not saying that, but please don't be going into these places with flip flops on. Okay. It's bad enough, like with Crocs. Hey, go in there, look clean, look representable. Okay. Because in the long run, it sets you apart, okay? It can set you apart in a negative way or a positive way, okay? So if you get invited to a junior day, these are some of the things that you need to be aware of. There's no big surprises, but take this serious, right? You're taking information. This is your first shot for some people to see the campus, meet the coaches, see if you like what they're talking about. You get a good vibe from them, and then you can make a decision in the future on if it's the right fit for you. Okay, so like I said, it's going to be super short and quick, but it's something that I know a lot of athletes, football players are going to be doing within the next couple of weeks, and I want to put this out there for you. Okay? All right. I'll see you next week. Peace. If you got some insights from this past episode, I want you to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I want you to subscribe. Number two, I want you to give me a review. It takes maybe 30 seconds. And then number three, I want you to share it. Okay? Because the more that I get you guys sharing, subscribing, and writing reviews, the more impactful guests that I can have on the show, which benefits you guys. So it's kind of like I help you, you help me, right? But also, if you are stuck, if you think you want some help, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to book a discovery call, 15 minutes. And just by clicking the link in the show notes, you can check out my schedule and we can chop it up for 10 to 15 minutes to see how I can assist you. Okay? So thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next week.